Hello and welcome to the RecoTech podcast. I'm Arni Heiskanen and my guest is Thomas Birr, Head of Energy Innovation Hub. It's great to have you on the podcast, Thomas.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's also my pleasure and an honor to be here.
You lead the Energy Innovation Hub. Can you say a few words about your background and why and how the Innovation Hub came about back in 2014?
Sure. So first of all, to introduce myself, I'm a passionate energy guy now since more than 25 years. I spent first part of my professional life in the oil and gas business, running contracting business and let's say working in the sales and project management for the gas and oil industry. I joined the power and gas utility business back in 2000 at let's say Innogy, or the predecessing organization called RWE. And since then, I was in several management positions in that company. I was working in the grid business, in the trading business, retail business. I was managing director of a subsidiary company, CEO of a regional utility, which was a daughter company of RWE. And I was a chief strategy officer since 2010 for RWE. I started building up the Innovation Hub in 2015 as a part-timer. And in 2016, after the successful IPO of Innogy out of RWE as a mother company, I dropped all the corporate position and concentrated solely on running the Innovation Hub. And that's what I'm doing full-time now since end of 2016.
Really good background for what you're doing, I guess. But what is the hub of today? What do you do and where do you operate?
The Innovation Hub is on a mission to find the new business models for our energy company, which are beyond the horizon of our present business. So we are an at the edge organization. So we are a little bit aside of the core business. We are closely in cooperation with the core business, but we are not the guys who are, let's say, innovating from inside. So going to the colleagues and tell them you have to digitize here and innovate there. We are in a clear-cut kind of manner. We are searching for new business models which have the potential to disrupt or even replace our present business. We are doing it at four places on this planet. We are in Palo Alto in the Silicon Valley. We are in Tel Aviv in Israel. We are in Berlin and we are in London. So we are in places where innovation really happens. And we are looking for business models in energy as we define it as our future industry space. So extending what matters today. So we define our future energy space as, let's say, classical energy, power and gas, but also mobility, intelligent buildings, smart cities, and human-machine interaction. So that's what we define as our future industry space. We are 60 people at the four locations that I just mentioned, and we have some distinct focus areas along which we are searching for new business models. These four focus areas are, first of all, disruptive digital, so which is mainly happening in Palo Alto. A bunch of colleagues on the mission guess 5 years from now, all utilities are dead. What happened? What are the digital business models which have the potential to kill us? And let it be us to find them first. A second one is machine economy, driven by the vision that in near future, machines and devices are not only communicating with each other, but running a parallel economy. So consider machines and devices as future customers. So that's all this blockchain stuff kicking in. Third one is cyber ventures, everything which is around cyber resilience in our business. And the fourth one, which has a lot to do with intelligent buildings and digital twins of buildings, that is the space called smart and connected.
I actually think I saw your presentation on YouTube about where you mentioned that your new customers will be devices or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, interesting view, right?
Yeah, very good.
I hope not too scary.
No. Yes, you said that one of your four focus areas is smart and connected, and that leads us to PropTech. Why are you interested in PropTech, and what are you doing in that area?
Yeah, first of all, I think it's maybe not that obvious, but as a matter of fact, buildings in general consume 40% of the worldwide energy consumption, and they actually produce almost 40% of the CO2 production worldwide. And as a social or society aspect, on average, we spend 90% of our time within buildings. Yeah, and in the past, buildings have been simply perceived as a pile of bricks, and that is something that will change dramatically. That's at least what we believe. We believe that with convergence of technologies through all sectors, buildings will become autonomous, similar to cars. And we need to prepare for that as in the future, it can be buildings that can become energy customers, not humans. Yeah. So also, let's say buildings as customers, as autonomous customers. And coming back on the notion of smart cities. So what can we do to, let's say, make our overcrowded cities of today a better place? That has a lot to do with mobility within cities, but also, let's say, the consideration of smart buildings as, let's say, the elements of ecosystem within smart cities. Yeah, and so we think that how we consider ourselves as Innovation Hub, as a sector disruptor for the future. We think that, let's say, dealing with business or let's say with intelligent buildings as a business really could be a very interesting space for energy companies of the future.
So how do you see your hub's role in the future of PropTech?
So in general, our philosophy as Innovation Hub is that we... other than traditional energy companies, which always try to, let's say, map out in their strategy departments, where do we want to be in, say, 20, 30 years from now? Where do we want to be in 2050? 2050, the world is great and everyone is happy. And now we develop backwards. What are the next steps to do? We, in the Innovation Hub, we came to the conclusion that you cannot state plan the future, right? Because what is always underestimated is the intelligence of the crowd and the dynamics of young, small and fast-growing companies as the driver of creativity and new business models to emerge. So having said that, our general philosophy is map out the lighthouses, map out the vision of the future, and then invest into interesting startups on that way, of which we think their technology could pretty much contribute on this journey, right? And by doing so, put our bets on the landscape, on the roadmap for towards the future energy future. And that's what we are doing also in the PropTech business, in the smart and connected business. We are a strategic investor into let's say, interesting technology-driven companies who make this future, may help to make this future happen.
Well, can you mention any examples from your portfolio that you find especially exciting or interesting?
So, for example, my good colleague Olafi presented at the RecoTech some interesting examples. So we are interested in companies who have the capabilities to employ artificial intelligence, which is used during the construction phase or the maintenance and operation of buildings. So, for example, one company we invested into it is a company called Visualix. And they, for example, they have developed a technology that can show centimeter precise augmented reality content at any location with no need for beacons or markers. And that is very important for us because it's a very easy to implement and easy to plug and play a solution for people who run commercial businesses in big buildings. Yeah, we are invested also in other companies who employ several means of augmented reality during the construction phase, so that you, for example, you go through your construction site and you simply scroll with your iPad, you simply scroll to the different levels of the as-is status of the building, but also the plan status of the building, so that you can see the first level of cables, next level of HVAC systems, next level is the walls, and then the next level, even the furniture, before even being built. And continuously during the construction phase, you can simply reconcile what is the progress of your building and where are maybe errors happening. This is really what we think is very interesting, so that even during the construction phase, you already start to build up the digital twin of your building, yeah, which makes future maintenance, but also any kind of virtual or physical interactions between buildings, among each others, or between buildings and humans much more leaner, much more easier.
As you work with startups, and I know many of our listeners hopefully are startups, what advice would you give to a PropTech startup or a team that just starting out and looking for ways to go forward?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, there are some. So, I mean, first of all, we are learning a lot from startups. We're not starting with giving advice ourselves, but an advice we give to each and every startup in the first place is search for practical use cases. Yeah, don't fall in love with your technology. Don't fall in love with, or don't get too broad with your technology universe. Search for your minimum viable product. Try to solve one burning problem and try to commercialize with companies who do not only run pilots, but also, find a long-lasting product in your ideas as soon as possible. And the PropTech business is particularly challenged by the fact that the construction business is not strongly digitized business and not yet strongly disrupted by digitization so far. So there is still a long journey to go. So they are slow movers, you know, a little bit like us, like energy companies. So sales cycles in the B2B space are quite long. Yeah. So that is one of the challenges. And it is even more important for PropTech companies to come up really with tangible, viable business cases as soon as possible, right?
And I'm sure that goes also with the any Nordic startups who might be who you might meet at RecoTech here in Helsinki. But how can a startup team connect with you?
We are quite well available all over Europe, and we already did investments in the Nordics. We don't have a presence yet in the Nordics, but our experts like Olaf, Alex, Alina, sitting in Warsaw, us sitting in Berlin, we are quite available and open also to join up, team up with interesting companies from the vibrant Nordic innovation hubs like Stockholm, like Helsinki, like Tallinn or so on. So we are, in the moment, we are visitors there. We are a little bit in the fly-in, fly-out mode. We are seriously considering to change that. But so far, I would recommend every Nordic startup simply go on the website of the Innovation Hub, send us a mail, and we will find the right contact if the business scope of the startup is fitting to our lighthouses. So we are pretty well accessible, and we love to do more in the Nordics, of course.
You already said that Olaf is going to be here at RecoTech on the 4th of December. But
yeah, next week, yeah. Yeah, right.
But can we see you here also?
Well, unfortunately not. I will not make it. My colleagues invited me already several times to join them to Helsinki. I missed the last opportunities 2 years, 2 weeks back. I won't unfortunately make it next week, but that's due to a lot of stuff happening at the moment in our company. We have our year-end rally, which is always happening in December. So the short answer is no. I'm sorry, I won't make it, but I will. I have it on my list, very high on my list, coming to Helsinki, and I'm pretty much looking forward to it.
Very good, Thomas. It was great that you made it for this podcast episode. Anyway, so I thank you very much, and all the best to your work in the future.
Yeah, thank you very much, and have a good time, and my best regards here from Berlin.